for my getting up saying that Dirksen's done a great service to keep Mansfield from agreeing to a unanimous consent agreement.
Yeah. Now, we're out now, you know.
Well, that's good. Well, Oregon Democrat says there's a break in the stalemate. He says that Meany has exercised influential statesmanship and so on and so forth.
Well, there's a break in the stalemate. It's the president who did it.
Well, I don't care who did it. It isn't broken yet, and I won't be damn sure we'll get signed up.
President trying to break
the stalemate. That's right. And I want Dirksen to know that we're not, that it's not going to wreck the price situation. Yeah. Here's what it says. The Senate Democrat leaders agreed today. Meanwhile, any airline strike settlement exceeding administration guidelines would have inflationary effects. Senator Dirksen said that the airline should agree to meet the $25 million demand of the machinist union. Now, first of all, the machinists had got down to 86, and he's up 68. There's only 18 million difference, and we're going to get most of that wiped out, so it's not 20. The pressure demands will increase on other industries. This could go right through the roof, he said. There's no way of stopping it.
Well,
see, he don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
He said the additional bad rate. Mansfield said the unions are asking what amounts to a 7% increase in wage benefit, about twice the guideline limit. But they're not going to get that. They're going to get 4-something. If the guidelines are broken, there will be a wage demand on the contractor. Mansfield said he would not keep the Senate leg. They've started negotiating. We expect success one way or the other. So if we can, I'm a little depressed, it may be unnecessarily, but my 3 o'clock's come and gone, and they're not there, but I'm going to try to see what does it. But I want you to let Dirksen and the rest of them know that you don't have the figure, but that the productivity increase in airlines is 9%. Anything under 9 would not be an increase raise in prices. And besides, we're a regulated industry, and we can regulate the hell out of it.
Well,
you follow me there?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot different from steel or autos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Operator. Through.